WFYI podcast brought to you by Bloomington, Indiana, an American college town offering food and drink, college sports, outdoor activities, live music, cool art, and good times daily. Everyone is welcome in Bloomington. More information at visitbloomington.com. This is Small Studio Signal Boost from WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis, your host tonight, along with co-host Adam Gross. We'll have a conversation this evening with the artist Pig, formerly known as Sir Deja Doug, about the vinyl re-release of their album, Love Coffin. We'll listen to tracks from the record and get details about where you can see the album performed live later this month. It's time for a once-in-a-lifetime plus event in Indianapolis, the Total Solar Eclipse. To celebrate the celestial event, we'll talk with Chris Doss Reed, an astronomy enthusiast and multi-platform marketing manager here at WFYI. Chris Doss shares his top five songs for the Total Solar Eclipse, and it's a great collection. Stay with us for an hour of music from Indiana-based artists here on Small Studio Signal Boost. And Adam, you have our first song of the night. What do you have?
Yeah, I have a new single from Bloomington's Amy O. This is Dribble Dribble featuring Glenn Myers from her upcoming album Mere Reflect out next month. The single's been getting a lot of national press. It's been covered by Stereo, Gum, Flood, and several other great publications. Here's Amy O with Dribble Dribble on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Bloomington native Amy O with Dribble Dribble featuring Glenn Myers from her upcoming album Mirror Reflect. Adam, you have more good stuff. What's next?
Yeah, I have a song from Nathaniel Russell. He's an internationally recognized visual artist. His work has been featured in galleries from San Francisco to Tokyo and right here in his home city of Indianapolis. He's also a musician and is on the verge of releasing a brand new album. There's a fun animated music video of this song online featuring his unique style of painting. It's Nathaniel Russell with Wonderful to Be in Love.
Dibbles in numbers and I never see. I know the way it filled up the sky. I know the way it looked in my eye. Wonderful to be in love with you. Wonderful.
Indianapolis hip-hop artist Double A has a new music video for his track Wonderful. It was directed by Jake Huber, and the beat is by Indianapolis producer Man Dog, so it's an Indianapolis affair. This is Double A with Wonderful on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Yeah. I won't go feeling. They stuck on biting, I'm stuck on steadily buying shit. They flock to me, but I'm just a product of my environment. This harassment, I've taken a body, it's my requirement. To kill a rapper and keep it moving, that's why my tires went and left it. COD like Nike, how your chest hit. Lil Swoosh, they better call the booth, and bitch, you guessed it. I'm rapping way above what they were seeing on my press kit. I pressed the issue, now they gonna miss you. How my business been?
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Adam Gross here with Melissa Davis, and we're listening to music from Indiana artists. Indianapolis group Everything Now is gearing up for the release of their upcoming album Hideout Mountain later this summer. In the meantime, they've released a new single. This is Everything Now with Magic Mountain. Small Studio Signal Boost. We're listening to music from Indiana artists. Indianapolis connected band Barry has a new EP out titled Half Life. This is a song from that. It's Barry with Purple Winter.
Purple winter,
I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross. And Adam, you have an interview with an artist with a fun name.
Yeah. So two fun names, actually.
Cool.
The artist Pig, formerly known as Sir Deja Doug, has a new album coming out. Well, it's a re-release of an old album.
Okay.
10 years old album. It's called Love Coffin. And if people listen to this show in October, I always try to sneak in tracks from Love Coffin. Mm-hmm. So it might be familiar. He has a release show later this month at Postal Recording, the studio where the album was recorded 10 years ago. So it's a full circle event. So I caught up with him to talk about the re-release of the album, making the album 10 years ago, and the show. Your album, Love Coffin, just happens to be one of my favorite Indiana releases of all time. And you're about to celebrate its 10th anniversary with a show at Postal Recording in Indianapolis. And you're also re-releasing the newly remastered album on vinyl. So first off, congratulations on the show and the re-release. Before we get into more, when is the release show again?
It's on the 13th of April at 7 o'clock. Doors are open at 6, and the show is at 7 o'clock.
Perfect. So Love Coffin was the first album that they recorded at Postal Recording. And for anyone that's ever been there or is planning on going to the show, they'll see the studio is beautifully built. It's decked out with loads of vintage analog gear. But as far as I know, 10 years ago, it was so new that it wasn't even fully finished when you recorded your album. Is that right?
That's true. Tyler showed me the building as soon as they had bought it, and I met Alex and his partner. There were no floors. I helped them install the floors and some of the windows. And we did the rhythm section in one big room at the time. Now it's really a nice place. And I think if people come to the show, they're going to get a behind-the-scenes look at what a professional studio is really like. It's quite impressive.
So I know that the album has an intense backstory, mm-hmm. and that you were dealing with a pretty severe cancer diagnosis at the time. Did that make recording the album more urgent? Is that why you were doing it before the studio was finished?
Absolutely. I knew I needed to make the record because I'd been working on it for many years. And so I stalled a surgery, a life-saving surgery, so that I could finish the record. To me, the record had more value than extending my life very much. And the tumor did grow in the meantime before we actually made the record. But I'm still here. And initially, they didn't think I would be here this long. There have been a lot of advances in cancer treatments and in new technologies. It kind of gives the monster rock thing a bit of a cyborg angle. It's not necessarily a Frankenstein or a witch having visions that's being burnt at the stake. Now it's something like a cyborg. When we look at the myth of Frankenstein, there's a lot of enthusiasm for science and moving forward into the 20th century. I'm not sure they had yet conceived of what it was like to be a cyborg, but that's kind of what I am. And there are a lot of people going that direction, especially the disabled.
That's a really interesting take on the record because I've always thought of it as monster rock. I mean, you call it monster rock and you have these kind of characters on the album. And I always listen to it around Halloween. It's a great mm-hmm. Halloween time record. It's a great record all the time, but I've never heard you explain it from that angle, that you yourself feel like part of one of the characters.
I was drawing a lot of inspiration from the romantic goths, such as the Shelleys. And I first took them seriously while studying with an anarchist group in the Bay. And when I became disabled, and I'd realized that many of the portrayals of monsters from that gothic romantic era that made their way into American cinema were actually portrayals of disability mm-hmm. in the way that many disabled people have been treated throughout the ages. And so I took on this idea of making monster rock and roll because I identified a little bit as a monster.
Yeah, wow. Thank you for sharing that. I'll never hear the album the same again, I think for the better. The original album had a cast of characters on it and a cast of musicians, some of whom don't live in the state anymore. Your release show is going to be a mixed bag of people, is that right?
That's correct. Postal Studios is putting, they're showcasing some of their best studio musicians who are quite enthusiastic about celebrating the studio. It's really a community event. I think that if you come to the show, you're going to recognize a lot of the musicians from other bands. But it's really about Postal Studios and the Indiana music community. And I'm kind of flying in and doing the vocals more or less. And we're going to have puppets, a whole pageantry almost. I think it'll be really cool.
I love that. So let's listen to some songs from Love Coffin. I want to start with my personal favorite, which is Portal of Doom.
For sure.
Is there anything you'd like to say about the song to set it up?
Well, I saw some UFOs out in the mountains near Mount Shasta while I was on a train. And then I had some wild dreams that included an out-of-body experience. And I actually heard the hook for the song while I was floating above the head of a teenager. He hadn't nailed down the lyrics yet, but he was banging it out on the guitar. So I took his rhythm and his sound as soon as I returned to my body. And I wrote the song about the dreams and the out-of-body experience that I had when I witnessed that UFO. Imagine a portal of doom. A portal of doom. Oh, war. Decaying and radiation. We still sing about love, and it seems to slow it. Although we know it, no.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Adam Gross here with the artist Pig, and we've been listening to tracks from their soon-to-be re-released album, Sir Deja Duke's Love Coffin. Pig, I'd like to play the title track from the album next, Love Coffin. That album cover is a red coffin. It's mentioned in the album a couple times. What's the significance of the Love Coffin to you, or what was it at the time?
Right. It is a symbol of mystery. It is a symbol of, I imagined it originally as kind of an initiation into the other side, to die into love and to see a life after death. And the character in the song seems to have attained to visions and magical powers as a consequence of their love. But it's also, it plays with the style of the murder ballad as it was brought into certain kinds of horror punk, like the Cramps or the Misfits or something like that. So ostensibly it's a murder ballad, like Nick Cave or even older murder ballads, but I also wanted to work in an angle of initiation into mysteries through dreams.
I wanna love you forever. I wanna take you in a rigid, cold embrace as we come together. I'm in an amorphous state of decay. I want your name on my tombstone. No, I don't wanna go alone. Come lie with me. Come die with me. Come lie with me. I don't wanna go alone. There's a statue.
So I wanna round out our little listening session to songs from your soon-to-be re-released album, Love Coffin, with the first song from this I saw you play live. I think I saw you play it in Bloomington years before the album came out, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And I was just struck by how good and catchy the song was. So I was really excited to hear it included on the album when I got it. It's Bombasm. Is there anything you'd like to say about this one?
For sure. You know, at the time I was studying the roots of rock and roll music in R&B, and I was really feeling the rhythms and the sound of Richard Berry, who wrote Louie Louie and Have Love Will Travel. And I wanted to get that feeling and that rhythm. I was working with a group of musicians in kind of a club of musicians where every Friday night we would get together and drink and play these old rock and roll songs together and rotate the lineup. And we had a blast studying this music. And Bombasm was born of that study.
Girls got the cherry bomb. The bottom.
shakes the room. The neighbors know when the bottom goes boom.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Adam Gross here with the artist Pig, and we've been listening to tracks from their soon-to-be re-released album, Sir Deja Duke's Love Coffin. Pig, you're playing a release show at Postal Recording, the studio where the album was recorded 10 years ago. Pretty excited about that. What are the details of the show again?
The show begins at 7 o'clock. Doors are at 6 at Postal Recording in, I believe it's Westside, Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And music starts at 7.
And what's the date?
April 13th.
Perfect. And you're still making music. You're out in California now. Mm-hmm. What should we look out for?
I'm in a band called Furry Fae. It's a psychedelic folk fantasia. I've been touring quite a bit with the project, and I'm hoping to put together a large band and do a big tour of larger venues next year. You can look for the LP, Furry Fae. I always like to mention the other bands that I play with. Like I said, I've done many tours over the last couple of years. I've seen a lot of great bands, and I like to turn people on to them. I keep a playlist on my website for each year's best records. It's asimplepig.info, and you can hear some of my favorite bands and friends on that playlist on that site.
Perfect. Well, thanks again for coming on, and can't wait for the show.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate you, Adam. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam, and the artist Pig, formerly known as Sir Deja Duve, for that interview. Coming up, we'll have a top five on the total solar eclipse. We'll be right back with that after the break here on Small Studio Signal Boost. WFYI podcast brought to you by Bloomington, Indiana, an American college town offering food and drink, college sports, outdoor activities, live music, cool art, and good times daily. Everyone is welcome in Bloomington. More information at visitbloomington.com. This is Small Studio Signal Boost. Thanks for listening tonight. You can find the music featured by following our playlists. Just search for WFYI Music on Spotify, and you can find the podcast edition of the show wherever you get your podcast or at our website, wfyi.org/podcasts. I'm Melissa Davis, joined by Adam Gross, and there is a huge event happening in the sky.
Yes.
On Monday, and if you're listening Monday night, it's already happened, and we made it, and we're here. If you're listening on Saturday, it is going to occur. It's going to be a big, big deal. Tons of tourists coming to this part of Indiana, some that have never been to some of the smaller towns in central Indiana. I know my sister is incredibly excited, has an actual hourly countdown to the total solar eclipse.
Oh, that's great.
I'm excited. I want to see it. Of course, it's, I think, the last time it happened in Indiana, the totality event. I guess the last time this happened in this part of Indiana was like in 1300.
Wow.
Yes. So many years ago. But I'm thinking, I would want to listen to maybe specific music to enjoy the eclipse. What do you think you'll be listening to?
Me, I think, I don't have a playlist set yet. I'm assuming I'm going to go heavy on the Pink Floyd. I mean, Dark Side of the Moon is the most appropriate thing to play. How about you?
Same, actually. Yeah. Same. Like, you know, I love, like, I think we're both huge Pink Floyd fans.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Floyd seems to be the best thing. I was thinking, like, a little Brian Eno.
Oh, yeah.
Some space music.
Yeah.
Something kind of ambient, like Hearts of Space.
It's too bad Brian Eno didn't have a Music for Space Stations albums.
Yeah. You know? music for space stations. I'm excited about it. And I think music, you know, ties into the sky. I think it's all kind of like otherworldly.
Oh, yeah.
So we have someone who is going to share his top five, Christos Reed, who is our multi-platform marketing manager here at WFYI. He's also an astronomy enthusiast. Let's check in with Christos on his top five for the total solar eclipse. Today I'm talking with Christos Reed on staff here at WFYI, and we're going to talk about the top five songs for a major celestial event that's occurring this week, which is the total solar eclipse. Indiana and Indianapolis is in the path of totality, as I understand it. So Christos, how would you describe yourself in relation to, you know, science and astronomy and all the celestial things that are occurring?
Sure. Since I was a little kid, I've always been a huge space nerd. I've always been really into astronomy. And when I immigrated to Indiana from the United Kingdom, within a few years, I sort of found my way into the greater orbit, so to speak, of the Indiana Astronomical Society. And I've just been keeping tabs on that and sort of general space news and things like that ever since.
Very cool. And the event that is about to occur, how monumental is this?
It's huge. So it takes place on Monday, April the 8th, and it's the first total solar eclipse visible in the continental U.S. in the last 7 years. The next one that we're going to be able to see is all the way out in 2044. So this is a really unique opportunity for everybody. We're expecting about 100,000 people to come into Indianapolis because we're in the path of totality, which means that we're in the best possible path to view the total solar eclipse as it happens. It's essentially like a string of locations from which you can view the eclipse as opposed to a partial one, which means it's going to kind of look like the lights are going out for several minutes, which is very exciting. Just make sure you've got your protective eyewear with you. Don't view it through your phone. Follow all health and safety instructions. And the Indiana Astronomical Society actually has a downloadable PDF on its website that you can use to get more information about the event.
Love that. How would we find the society?
So they are available both on Facebook as a Facebook group and at their actual website, which is iasindy.org.
How do you feel personally about this event coming up? Are you excited? Are you nervous? It seems like I've heard a wide range of emotions from folks who are looking forward to this.
Very nervous, yeah. Really? To see something like this is very exciting. The last time I was even remotely near a visible total solar eclipse, I was a kid and I went swimming and missed the whole thing, but somehow still got sunburned. So this is going to be my adult attempt to witness it properly and do everything correctly.
So this is the first time you've actually seen a total solar eclipse?
In the path of totality, yeah.
Wow. Very cool. All right. And you're also a music fan. We've talked a little bit about personally how much you enjoy music. And so we're talking about a top five for the solar eclipse. Do you have a playlist or songs that you're going to be listening to while this is happening or songs that you would recommend?
I absolutely do, yeah.
Maybe we should go from five to one?
Sure.
All right.
Let's do it.
Number five.
I think my number five is Man on the Moon by R.E.M. There's something about Michael Stipe's introspective, dorky brand of songwriting that makes R.E.M. such an iconic band, and Man on the Moon is a tribute to another introspective, dorky artist, the comedian Andy Kaufman. He was a huge fan of conspiracy theories, and there are a few more famous, or infamous, I suppose, conspiracy theories than the theory that the moon landing was fake. It's difficult to write a song like that and still have it feel sort of positive and warm and explorative, and Stipe was the perfect person to be able to pull that off.
All right, number four.
So number four for me is also Sprach Zarathustra. This is the classical piece about the world beyond our own. It's given me goosebumps since I was a child. I didn't see 2001 Space Odyssey, in which it features very heavily, until years after I first heard the piece, and it predates my own birth by a good 15 years. I grew up wanting to be an astronaut, and my obsession with space has never really left me. You can catch me tearing up in almost any museum space exhibit. The opening five notes of this composition are so powerful. Just really sort of lets yourself believe and to go to space.
Okay, number three.
Number three for me is M4 Part 2. It's a very niche pick. It's a synthy, emotional track that appeared in the end credits of a space opera role-playing video game called Mass Effect. The first video game to actually let me live out my dream of landing on Earth's moon and being able to stand on the surface and look up at the Earth from a distance, and a hugely impactful dissection of what our lives would be like with some space travel, from meeting alien races to coping with our tiny place in such a vast universe. It's a sad and sometimes tense song, but it's very elegantly delivered.
All right, number two.
Number two for me is Tank. This is actually the opening credits theme for a famous Japanese anime called Cowboy Bebop. The show's aesthetic fits with this sort of jazzy big band sound so well. It follows a band of edgy underdog bounty hunters across space.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody and the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Hearing the intro vocal sample say 3, 2, 1, let's jam, and then the wind section kick in is just fantastic. It really does stand alone as great music, but I urge people to listen to it alongside the title sequence of the show itself.
Okay, we're at number one.
Number one for me is Intergalactic. It's a hip-hop landmark by the New York outfit The Beastie Boys, but it's also a fun, silly music video, and the robotic voice gives it that spacey feel. It's a song I love to listen to when I want to feel energized or, you know, pretend I'm a Beastie Boy. Much like classic hip-hop, it's very focused on being proud, calling yourself intergalactic, planetary, because you're a big deal. The way they chime in on every last word is infectious, and the heavy thumping drums of 90s hip-hop are always a welcome addition to any track for me.
That is a fantastic list. So what are you going to be doing during the total solar eclipse?
We're going to be gathering my friends and family and positioning ourselves on a big balcony so we can watch it happen in real time, probably as we frantically hand out health and safety information and glasses and tell people, you know, the exact 4-minute window when they can take their glasses off to look straight at it, and then they have to put them back on and things like that. So it's going to be chaos, but I think it's going to be beautiful.
Thank you, Christos, for sharing this list, and we'll be looking forward to the total solar eclipse.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Christos, for sharing that top 5 songs for the total solar eclipse. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost from WFYI. I'm Adam Gross here with co-host Melissa Davis. And Melissa, I have a lot of good events coming up soon.
Yay.
First off is an event we already talked about this evening, Sir Deja Duke's Love Coffin Vinyl Re-Release Party. It's at Postal Recordings on the west side of Indianapolis. The event's also a celebration of Postal Recordings' 10-year anniversary. It's Saturday, April 13th at 7. There's a puppet show.
Admission includes
a copy of the album on vinyl. You can find out more on Postal Recordings' Instagram. And WFYI is partnering with another event. Super excited about this one. We're partnering with Luna Music and Sobro for their Record Store Day concert. Luna will be open all day with a block party style event, selling the hottest Record Store Day titles. And out back from noon until 6, there will be live music from some of my favorites. You can catch Jennison, Last Four, Light Study, Living Dream, and Chicago's TV Buddha. The show is all ages, and admission is free with no tickets required. That's Saturday, April 20th at Luna Music in South Broad Ripple in Indianapolis.
Very nice.
And then the last one I have, Bless Small Studio Sessions alums are playing the Hi-Fi Annex Friday, April 19th. That's also all ages, 6 p.m., with Mike Adams at his Honest Weight in 4200 Corey. That show will not disappoint.
Oh, that sounds like a good one. Very cool. I have more Small Studio alums on the way. Lots of shows popping up. Chad Mills will be at Circle Center Mall on Tuesday, April 16th, with Kara Jean Wallers and Grover Perido. Catherine Nagy will be at Sugar Creek Winery on Saturday, April 20th. And then a few weeks back, Indy Annies are playing an acoustic show at Skyline Club Indy on Monday, if you're listening on Monday today. And if you're listening on Saturday, it's Monday, April 8th, Skyline Club Indy, Indy Annies. Also, Light Study, band called Idiot. I feel bad saying that.
Yeah.
That's the name. And Rob Funkhauser at Natural State Provisions over on the Near East Side. That's Saturday, April 13th. And in Lafayette, Friday, April 26th at 7 o'clock, Punk at the Pub, Pat and the Pizzas.
Our favorite.
With the Strangers and Master Hunter. That is North End Pub in Lafayette. Again, Friday, April 26th, 7 p.m., Punk at the Pub. Check it out. And a show not to miss, The Palace with Window Dancer, also The Minx and Sylvia Thomas. That'll be April 26th, a Friday at White Rabbit Cabaret. And Ben from the band is moving.
Aww.
Yeah, he's going to a pretty cool place, but we're going to miss him very much. So send Ben off in style at this really cool show, also hosted by Boy Barella. Doors at 7, show starts at 8, and wow, we're going to miss Ben.
Yeah, that is a lot of Small Studio alums playing this month.
Everyone's
playing. That's wild.
Playing.
Yeah, I love it. Get out there, people.
Play those shows. Well, that's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artist on social media for updates and info. And this is Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross and Roxana Caldwell created our show. This episode was produced by Adam Gross and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the podcast edition of the show wherever you get your podcasts or at WFYI.org. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit WFYI.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Adam, what do we have?
This is Indianapolis artist Loud Diamond with Amsonia. Have a great night.
Are you interested in reaching the WFYI audience while supporting the programming you love? Become a sponsor today. Learn more at WFYI.org/sponsor.